This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and it's time for our final two segments of the evening. Of course, coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll speak with Candace Smith. She is, of course, with Drafting the Circuits, and Joe is giddy as Joe can be.
I cannot wait. I watched the race this weekend, Kevin, just specifically so I knew what was going on and we could have a good conversation.
All right. We're going to make sure you talk into the microphone, though, so folks can hear you. But we have joining us right now Debbie Gallagher, who will talk to us about AFS. That's the intercultural program that deals with exchange students or student exchange. And I guess we're looking for families. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Kevin.
Talk to us about AFS.
Sure. Well, I am Deb Gallagher, and I'm the chair of the Greater Duxbury AFS Intercultural Programs Chapter here in this area. And AFS is a program that was started as the American Field Service in 1947, a small group of World War I and World War II veterans who were volunteers with the American Field Service Ambulance Corps, decided after seeing the horror of war that there had to be a better way for people to get along in the world. And they came up with this program, a high school student exchange program, with a mission to create a more just and peaceful world by bringing people of different cultures together. So that is our mission, and I am one person in the local area who is currently looking for families who would be willing to host a student. The students come in August, and they spend the school year at local schools. In Marshfield, of course, that would be Marshfield High School. We have three students there this year, and we have had a good history of placing students at Marshfield High School, and we're anxious to get some more people involved. It's an opportunity to bring a student of a different culture and language into your home and open the door to the world for your children at home, get to know someone in depth. Typically, these experiences create new son or daughter, new sibling, and the relationships go on for a long time. Visiting for weddings and all kinds of things over the years.
Debbie, is there any type of prerequisite for families that might want to have a child stay at their house?
Well, there is an application process that does involve background checks and local recommendations from colleagues and neighbors, etc. But we welcome all kinds of families. Oftentimes, families do have children at the high school. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they have young children. Sometimes they have no children. They're grown out of the house, or families didn't have children. So there isn't one specific kind of family. All families are welcome. And once they get through the process, they can do it.
I guess my question to you would be, these families, are they basically just providing a home for these students to be able to stay? And is there some kind of a program where costs are reimbursed to them, or is there going to be costs incurred on them?
It is a volunteer program for families and for people like me. What they say at AFS is that you're repaid in memories. Families are expected to provide a bed. The students can share a room, and all meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which includes the school lunch, and any meals that families would do together, restaurant meals or whatever. The students do come with health insurance, and they come with spending money from their families for their own entertainment with other students, for gifts, for personal expenses. Families are not expected to do that. So I'd say the biggest expense is meals, or that would be the main expense. It's not a travel program. It's an academic program. If families happen to travel and the students get to go along, that's wonderful. But families are not expected to take the students around the country.
What are some of the countries that have participated? Do you have a couple of particular countries that we see a lot of students come from?
A lot of Northern European students. This year we have a couple of girls, one from Italy and one from Sweden, and we have a boy from the Netherlands, and they're all in Marshfield at the high school. In past years, we've had a student from Hungary, other Italian students, German students. Although the program does bring in 2,300 students across the country, the U.S., from 90 different countries, I find that the Spanish speakers, the French speakers, the Italians, the Germans, Northern Europeans tend to be more predominant in this area. Families do have a choice of who they would host.
I would think this would be an excellent way to learn about another culture too. Would that not sound correct?
Yep. That's really what AFS hopes, is that you will bring a student from Germany into your home, you will get to know that student, and when you think of Germany, that student will be the face of Germany for you. You will learn a lot about the country, the culture, have not that you would have had a negative position maybe on the country to begin with, but you have a more in-depth feeling about the country and the culture and the kind of people that might live there.
Anything that you want to at least put out there to folks in regards to information? Are you the person to contact, or is there a general focus? A group that's AFS themselves.
Yes, I am the local person to contact, and I can give my contact information. But there's also a website with a lot of information on it for the program itself, and that is www.afsusa.org.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. Anything that you want to say in closing in regards to DFS?
If you have any interest in this, let me know. I'm at 781-834-0708. I'm happy to take all calls and answer questions, and I can offer you more information about individual students and the time commitment involved.
Deb, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I hope that you have a fantastic turnout as far as families that will reach out to AFS and want to participate.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate that. We're coming down to the July deadline placement, so I hope I hear from some people soon, too.
What is that particular deadline, so folks will know?
It's the middle of July. We need to have students placed in the schools and families by the middle of July so that they can come in August.
That is Debbie Gallagher with AFS. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Kevin.